What a skeletal wreck of a man this is. Translucent flesh and feeble bones, the kind of temple where the whores and villains try to tempt the holistic tones. Running rampant with free thought to free form and the free and clear. And the matters at hand are shelled out like lint at a laundromat to sift and focus on the bigger, better now. We all have a little sin that needs venting, virtues for the rending and laws and systems and stems of riff from the branches of office. Do you know what your post entails? Do you serve a purpose or purposely serve? Wind down inside your atavistic allure the value of a summer spent and a winter earned. For the rest of us, there is always Sunday, the day of the week that reeks of rest, but all we do is catch our breath so we can wade naked into the bloody pool and place our hand on the big black book to watch the knives zigzag between our aching fingers. A vacation is a countdown, T-minus your life and counting, time to drag your tongue across the sugar cube and hope you get a taste.
What the fuck is all this for?
What the hell's going on?
Shut up!
I could go on and on, but let's move on, shall we? Say, you're me and I'm you, and they all watch the things we do, and like a smack of spite, they threw me down the stairs, haven't felt like this in years, the great magnet of malicious, magnanimous refuse. Let me go and plunge me into the dead spot again. That's where you go when there's no one else around. It's just you, and there was never anyone to begin with. No one was there. Sanctimonious, pretentious, dastardly bastards with a thumb on the pulse and a finger on the trigger.
Classified my ass! That's a fucking secret, and you know it!
Government is another way to say better than you. It's like ice, but no pick, a murder charge that won't stick. It's like a whole other world where you can smell the food, but you can't touch the silverware. What luck. Fascism you can vote for. Isn't that sweet? And we're all gonna die someday, cause that's the American way, and I've drunk too much and said too little. When you're gaffer taped in the middle, say a prayer, save face, get yourself together and
see what's happening.
Shut up!
Fuck you!
Fuck you!
I'm sorry, I could go on and on, but it's time to move on, so remember, you're a wreck, an accident. Forget the freak, you're just nature. Keep the gun oiled and the temple clean. Shit, snort, and blaspheme. Let the heads cool and the engine run. Because in the end, everything we do is just everything we've done.
Warning, the host of this show has been known to be patently offensive, using words such as
fuck, shit,
fucking ass, bullshit,
bitch,
and phrases such as
you goddamn son of a bitch,
while ranting on about subjects like
angel dust, switchblades,
politics, and
sexually perverse photography exhibits involving tennis rackets.
So, if you are easily offended or have small children in the room, please turn the stream off now. Thank you.
Tonight, a united nation goes forward with the determination to win this war and bring about a just and enduring peace.
Daddy, who was Sean Kennedy?
Sean Kennedy was just a guy who started talking to people all over the world through an internet radio station called Rant Radio. Eventually, thousands of people all over the world would listen to him talk every Monday night about things that were happening in the world and the things that were going to happen. You see, Sean wasn't governed by anyone or anything. What he screamed into the internet was there for all to see. But that was when we still had rights and freedoms.
There are not enough of you to shoot us all.
You, the few swaggering conquerors. There's no room in a decent world for you and your kind. We little people, thousands, millions of us, will join together and crowd you out of our world.
Whoa! Yes, it's time for
are the Sean Kennedy Show. This is episode number 70. Tonight's title is Ghost in the Shell in more ways than one. We got an awesome interview coming up tonight with Asriel J. Knight, the man of the hour, and I'm rhyming and I can't stop because it's too
powerful. Can't stop rhyming.
I can't stop rhyming. Maybe it's my timing as I go through the RSC. What do you think, Simmy?
Simmy?
Well, I need some of the rhymes.
Yeah, it works. Angelica Firestorm says that all the time.
What?
Drives everyone crazy.
Simmy?
Always conjugates the names of people with E at the end. Shawnee Simmy.
You're making me crazy. Free to distribute all forms of this broadcast. You are.
Yes.
Yes, you are.
Wars to make one great. Well, you know what? I don't take advice from a Muppet, so fuck you. But you are, in fact, free to distribute this show any way you see fit. You can circulate it. You can do whatever you want with it. And you know what? I'm trying not to rhyme, but it feels like I am, and I don't really know.
Yeah.
It's fucking strange.
Go with it. Just go.
Going through the IRC tonight. The IRC tonight would consist of a whole whack of people who are playing little funny games with letters. AC Cow, Freak, Work, Miss Malicious Kitten, Miss Malicious Kitten, sorry. Shade. Smokey hates RSC games. Smokey hates everything. African Love, Alien Binary, Aliens AFK, Alamo, Alpha 736, Alphabet, Panther 3, Apoc Gone, Aquacenta, Astion. Asriel J. Knight. Hey, there's the guy we're going to be interviewing. A Firestorm, B, Communist McCann, Cookie Punk. This is the first time we've ever interviewed someone who's actually going to be in the RSC.
That's kind of cool. Somebody who's technically adept.
Oh, of course. He's a goth. All goths are technically adept.
Oh,
he must be one of those techno goths. Comedy Cinder Can, Cookie Man, C. Cy Quan X, whatever. D. Delamorta, Delusion, Dorky Droopy, E. Earth Scum, Inocean, Frozen Fox, FT Linux RX, Griff Tai Chi, G. Guardian Super Chicken, H. Nobody. Judging Eagle, K-Boy, Kabufa, Kadath, Kello, Kexler, Lorak, Elrond, Hubbard, fuck you, Elrond, Maleficent, Midnight Gar, Mudmary, Paladin, Prophet Doodle, Psycho, Crip, Ratspoon, Ricky Rotten, Ron Jeremy, I want you to beat the shit out of Elrond Hubbard. Wow, that'd be something. Sapphire, Sir Dork, Southpaw Samurai, hey, buddy, Sparky, Spudley, Squid001, Starbaby, Stats, T-Bopla, Tuffle, The Bug, Teen Night, Trauma, Turmoil, Unselfish, Replica, good fucking name.
That's nice.
Is that Unselfish, Replica, or
Replicant?
Replicant?
It's got an N. Probably Replicant, yeah.
It's probably Unselfish, Replicant.
Should get rid of that little underscore and you'll have the whole name.
Are you one of our friends, Electric? W, Wi-Fi Girl, Wiggle Puppy, WS Ninja, World War One, Russian Paratrooper, X86, BSD, XNARC, XXX, Y, Zutroy, Lieutenant Major Zombie, and Lord Hostile. Now, to honor the goth guy that we're going to... We're going to play some classic true goth music here.
Ooh, nice.
Okay, so I want for the halftime music, I want to have the Electric Hellfire Mixes cover of Bela Lugosi's Dead, because that's fucking rad. That's one of the best covers I've ever heard of that song. And I didn't want to be so cliche and just play Bela Lugosi's Dead, because I'm sure that everyone plays that when they interview this guy.
Of course, yeah.
So I want to do the Hellfire Club's cover of that, which is really tight.
Yep.
I'd like to play Temple of Love by Sisters.
Nice.
And I think I would also like to hear Daisy Chain for Satan by My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult.
Okay.
Which would be a good one. You know, occasionally I look at the IRC and I'm greeted by things like, dolphin ejaculation can rip your head off. And I'm like,
and you're like, what?
And I'm like, brain working, brain stops, check. So
reboot.
What do we got? Three songs there?
Yeah, that's lots.
That's lots? Okay.
Give you a nice cool down period.
Give you a nice,
read back in the IRC.
I can go take a crap.
A long crap, yep.
So that's, if you want to get in the IRC, how do you do that, Sim?
Well, if you want to get in the IRC, the easy way, go to the webpage. And click on, which is rantradio.com. Click on communities and click on chat. And you just go, you're right in. But if you want to do it the hard way and the good way, go to mirc.com, download the client, install it, go to the other side servers and the Rant Radio channel.
And there you are.
You're in
like Flynn, baby.
And you can talk with all
and
these wonderful people.
Rant Radio still needs your help. If you've got bandwidth and you can spare it, by all means, make sure you make your way down to local Rant Radio establishment and sign up. Because remember, when you waste bandwidth, you ride with Satan.
And we do need it. Two of our mirrors dropped off.
Oh, God.
And they haven't come back, so...
That's not cool.
We need some bandwidth.
So, mirrors are breaking. Bad luck is coming.
Bad luck. 2 out of 7 mirrors are broken.
Ooh, that's bad. That's like 40% of our mirrors.
It's a lot. Yeah. So we need some bandwidth. If you have it at your work or your school, you can steal it from your neighbor.
You can fucking do whatever. We don't care.
Info@rantradio.com.
That's right.
Let me know about it.
That's the thing to do. So if you can do that and you can help us out, that'd be really, really tight.
Oh, yeah.
Really, really tight. 84 people in the RC and building. Gotta like that. Makes me feel good. Photoshop. Sim, you said that you had the Photoshop tonight. You wouldn't tell me what it is.
Well, the Photoshop harkens back to an interview that we did last week.
Last week?
Was it last week? Yes.
I don't think we did an interview last week.
Okay,
last
week
night, a crackhead got on the phone and fucking started freaking out. That wasn't an interview.
I don't know what happened. Somebody just phoned us up and started spouting shit on the radio.
Oh, my God, I'm going all over the place, all over the fucking map here. I'm gonna
it's
sound
such
like
a mess.
It's such a mess. I sound like a New York queen, and I'm late for my wedding. Like, the guy was just fucking freaking out, talking about threesomes and all kinds of shit, and I'm like, wow.
Who knows what his point was?
Hey, Bill, in case you haven't noticed, this is not the What the Hell show, just to keep you posted there. Anyway, but, yeah.
Anyway.
And they murdered him in the IRC.
Oh, God.
They're like, fuck this guy.
He died in the IRC.
Yeah, like, wow, you know, seriously. The IRC is a lot
They're
like...
They're insulting Sean. Attack!
He's like, this guy's a fucking clown, you know, the sad thing is we have so many female listeners now that he really didn't stand a chance. Like, if it was an all-male audience, they'd be like,
and all the guys are trying to impress the girls in the IRC.
But, I mean, seriously, like, oh, my God, Bill, you dropped the ball, Bill.
You did.
And you want to have a Google fight anytime, Bill.
Bill Lissard versus Sean Kennedy.
On a Google fight.
You mopped the floor.
Yeah, I think I beat him like something like 700,000 to 14,000 or something like that.
It wasn't even a fight. He didn't even show up.
Oh, look, that's even better than the Iraqi air war. Okay, so yeah. So that's how that works.
Tonight's Photoshop
is
Photoshop Sean's company. It is called Sean's Quickie Fix Computers.
That's right. That's what Bill was calling it. So if you want to do up a logo and a picture of me and Sean's Quickie Fix Computers and give me a big, large plumber ass or whatever, that's fine. Whatever. Fuck. I don't care.
Go have some fun.
Have some fun with it. Because I hack on Sim all the time, so Sim decided to hack on Sean, which is fine. Things that are going on in my life. You know what I'm sick of?
What are you sick of this week?
I'm kind of in this weird sort of, you know, headspace and timing kind of thing. Because there's a lot of left-wing people who have some good values.
Yeah.
You know? And I think if someone was to describe me, I'd be like a right-wing extremist with some left-wing values.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's a mix with you.
It is.
Hard to pin down.
I really hate these fucking people. Now, understand that when I bring up these stories about, you know, what the United States is doing and shit like that, I'm not saying that they're wrong.
Yeah.
I'm just saying they need to be watched. You know what I mean?
Who watches the
watch? Realistically, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's say the government went and put cameras on every street corner. Dun, dun, dun.
Been done in other places.
Right, they do it in every...
Britain.
They can come into your house and look at anything at any moment in time. Dun, dun, dun.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Well, isn't that...
Happens in other places.
Isn't that actually really kind of a safe society? Like, what exactly are you afraid of there? Because then they'll come to my house!
If the government lets it open, too, and everyone can see what everyone has in everyone's houses...
Yeah.
Then it's ultimately extremely safe.
So what? Yeah, so what's the big deal?
You lose 100% privacy.
Yeah.
Some people don't care about that.
Yeah, but, like, the thing is, though, you got to bear in mind that I've been doing a lot of reading about, like, the whole Al-Qaeda and Taliban thing and the war on terror and all that. I decided to actually get in on that, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm going through, like, I'm reading Robin Moore's book right now, Task Force Dagger, which is a great book, by the way, if anyone wants to get a chance. The guy's got a hard-on for Green Berets, but if you can get past that, you know, it's got some interesting information.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there hasn't been a bad guy like terrorists since the Nazis.
Yeah, they were like, they had the image going.
Oh, they still
had the
do.
Symbols.
Oh, they're great.
It lingers on to today, right?
The great white Satan. We are the chosen ones of God. We will kill all the infidels.
Oh, yeah. They had it going
and
on.
And we will attack innocents. Like, fuck, dude. You haven't had a bad guy this good since the Nazis. You really haven't.
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
aside from the fact that, like, I'm a big believer in being safe. You know what I mean? Like, most of us who are worried about that kind of society is because we've got illegal shit.
Yes.
That's
part of it's there, yes.
That's the reason why, is because we got illegal shit.
Everyone speeds, everyone has
wares
in their house.
And they want to be able to get away. Well, no, if they do that, I can't get away with anything.
That's right.
And that's what we're really all pissed off about. And the thing is that if everyone...
Maybe they'd be a bit more lenient on the laws to open it up to that kind of society.
That would, I don't think having these things in place, like all these, you know, George Orwellian laws in place, is going to solve any of the world problems. I think it's going to solve some problems, but it'll create new problems.
Yeah.
Now, that's the flip side of that. Now, I want to talk about something else here, too, which a lot of people... I'm going to piss everybody off with this. Especially
that's the way to do it.
Especially the George Bush haters, you know.
You're going to piss off the George Bush haters, huh?
Piss off the George
that's
Bush
That's interesting.
Haters.
What are you going to say?
It's kind of like this. These people who make comments on the war in Iraq and shit like that. Now, I'm going to assume, for a moment, that not everyone who works for the government is, in fact, the spawn of Satan. Okay.
What?
No, it's true. These were not people thought up by, you know, they're not the bad guys.
They were bred, weren't they?
No.
To be evil?
No. These were people who were trying, who actually love their country, who are trying to do what's best for everyone.
Yeah.
And they've trained their whole lives to make critical decisions based on information they get.
Yep.
Now, much like the bomb that I found in my parking lot, okay, well, I didn't find it, but, you know, that we found.
The bomb,
The bomb that we found.
Yeah.
Okay. We don't get all the information off the news. We know that.
Yeah.
We know that. We see what fucking people decide we should see.
Whether it's sensationalistic enough or
and to be
exciting
honest,
enough or whatever.
I'm not a big fan of having the media out in fucking war. That's bullshit.
Like, you mean the cameraman and
that's
standing in front of the bombs exploding behind them.
That's fucking retarded. That's purely sensational bullshit. Furthermore, it endangers the lives of soldiers who invariably have to go rescue these cocksuckers when they get captured or shot.
Yeah.
You know, and they completely compromise all operational security.
I was wondering about that this war. It's like, we're seeing everything live. There's the soldiers. What
the fuck?
Like, why doesn't Al-Qaeda just watch TV?
Yeah, no shit, you know? And we'll take a picture of this Green Beret maneuvering behind enemy lines, and his picture will be on every shithouse wall in Afghanistan in about 37 seconds.
Yeah, we had playing cards. They had dartboards.
You know, like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know, and you sit back and you go, well, you know, Sean, I mean, the government's evil. George Bush is insane. No, they're not. No, they're not. These are people who've trained their whole lives to make critical decisions upon intelligence that they spend billions of dollars in getting.
Yep.
And more than that, pick a fucking side. Pick a fucking side.
Yeah.
You know, me and Don Cherry do not see eye to eye on very many things. You know what I mean?
When did you see him talking about this?
Don Cherry got on this Hockey Night Canada, and that bald, skinny bastard who's always with him there.
Yeah.
Well, Don Cherry's bald, too, but anyway. So the skinny guy's there, and Don Cherry went off on Hockey Night Canada. He's talking about the war in Iraq and said, we should back the Americans, blah, 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 you know, yada, yada. And the other guy's like, well, I don't know. I don't know if I agree in it, blah, 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 blah. He goes, it doesn't matter. The fucking time has passed. You back your fucking buddy.
Yeah.
And the guy said, well, I don't know if I go, well, if I'm in a bar fight, okay, this is what Don Cherry says.
Biker's over there.
You know, Don Cherry goes, well, if I'm in a bar fight, are you going to ask, you know, well, what are they beating up Don for? Or do you back your buddy? And the problem with the WOGs is, a lot of WOGs are confused about this. They're very switched on. They're good people. They're essentially soldiers.
Yeah.
All WOGs are essentially soldiers. That's a fact. Because they're all very much in a militaristic kit. They run a militaristic mindset. But we get fed all this left-wing bullshit where we're told that, no, the government's evil. It's going to kill us all. They're going to send us all to camps. Okay, in order to set something like that up, in order to have people in concentration camps and shit like that, you have to have a group of people that believe a certain idealistic dogma to be the guards and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you might get a few crazies.
You pay enough people, but you got to lay a lot of people.
No, man, there's going to be people who are just going to go, oh, wait a minute, I'm not executing this family of six. Fuck you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they always do that in all the movies. Soldiers are fucking bone stupid. You, go into that school and arrest all those daycare children.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, I'll go kill them now, sir. No, soldiers do not just open fire on their own people. That's fucking... No, man, your army would be like, fuck you, guy. I'm not killing my mom. You can suck my ass.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There'd be some serious trauma there. Now, there's people who... will argue this, and I'm not trying to start a flame war here in the IRC. I'm sure I'm not looking at the IRC right now, but I'm sure the IRC right now is just a fucking, Yeah, I'm sure the text is. I'm getting ASCII art flying by on the fucking screen from the amount of shit that's going through there right now.
Big ASCII fingers up at you.
Yeah, like, fuck you, Sean. The government's evil. No, the government is not evil.
What about Nazi Germany, Sean?
What about
what happened there?
Okay, yeah, let's talk about Nazi
they
Germany.
They did it there. Somebody was following
Nazi
orders
Germany
there.
Nazi Germany was like, we're the master race. Yeah. At no point has fucking George Bush ever said that he was the master race. Nor has he said we're chosen by God.
Yep.
To fucking cleanse the world of the infidel. Yep. That's bad guy talk.
Yes.
Okay.
He's never really joined everyone under one banner except except of USA or whatever,
you know,
right?
And then there's Osama bin Laden,
yep,
who's been like, oh, we're chosen by God, they're the infidels, so we must cleanse the world.
Yeah.
Okay. No. Now, we do sensationalize September 11th. And people are like, oh, wow, that was a big wake-up call. Well, welcome to the fucking world, man. There's people, thousands of people die every day. It's
exactly.
Just that the shittiness of the world has finally come to North America, and we have to fucking deal with it.
Exactly. It happens
and
every day all over there.
And all weak food assholes who are nothing more than taking up fucking space and buying Teds, okay, are don't know how to deal with it. So they're terrified. They're like, oh, I can't believe this. Don't do anything because then they'll bother us. Well, I'm sorry there, neighbors. If the crack house gets set up down the street, you know, you got to do something. You know what I mean? And to be completely honest with you, you know, I don't understand foreign policy. I'm not really that bright. And to be honest with you, I haven't gone to school for years and years and years to understand that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you this much right now. The people who do make critical fucking decisions have gone to school for years and years and shit. And they do it. And I believe that, yeah, there's probably some money interest in there. It's the fucking the way the world works. Okay, but fucking there comes a point when you got to stop throwing rocks at shit. It's not so different from the things that went on when I was running cult, right?
Everyone's throwing rocks. Nobody's helping out.
No, we're not going to do this. Look, dude, the only way we're going to get anywhere is if everybody fucking comes on board, we go in one direction.
Yeah.
And, well, what if it's the wrong direction? Well, what if it fucking is?
Try it.
Things are changing, aren't they? You know? Yep. Is the Taliban still in Afghanistan?
No.
Why? They're dead.
So everyone rows in a different direction, you go in circles.
Well, that whole country is a big fucking shitstorm. Yeah. No one's ever successfully invaded Afghanistan. A lot of people think, well, that's their culture. No, you fucking dolt. The Taliban was a foreign invader in Afghanistan. A lot of people don't understand that. The Afghan people have been fucking killing each other for like hundreds of years. No one in the history of the world has ever successfully occupied Afghanistan. The Brits couldn't. The Soviets couldn't. Nobody could. Because say what you fucking like about the Afghan people. Yeah, they can't read. Yeah, they live in mud huts. But they are one hard-ass fucking people, man. Holy crap. Like, you read about what these fucking people do for sport and shit. You know what their major sport is over there?
What's that?
They get a bunch of horses. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And it's like this game that's kind of like a cross between, like, football and lacrosse, where these guys on horseback...
Polo?
Yeah, whatever.
Sort of weird.
Yeah, they're on horseback.
Polo.
And then there's like two end zones.
Yeah.
The goal here is they cut the head off of this goat and a cat.
Yeah.
Just the head.
Yeah.
So you got this bloated fucking dead carcass.
Yeah.
And you've got to like ride with the dead carcass to your end zone.
Oh, really? Oh, I thought it was the head. I thought they hit the head.
No,
around.
No, it's the body.
What?
So you got to be on horseback,
wow,
grab this fucking dead goat, and fucking ride to the end zone. That's their game. Get the dead goat home.
I'm like, fuck me. That is a hard-ass culture.
You know,
wow.
I mean? And you know they kill that goat at the beginning of the fucking game. You
oh,
know
yeah,
that's
make a
happening.
Big spectacle out of it.
Smoke. Wow, that's some heavy shit right there.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So, bottom
good
line.
Good opening ceremonies, I guess. Eh?
You know, I'm really quite honest that all the hardcore WOGs, like the WOGs that I'd be friends with and shit, as opposed to these clowns who just, you know, throw rock, fuck you, you're a sheep, whatever. Yeah, I'm a sheep, yeah, whatever. I'm a sheep with all my armored friends here. Fuck off, okay? We're all going in a direction.
We're all one
you
big...
You can sit here and pout, and I'm going to go do something productive, all right? So fuck you.
One big gang of sheep.
Yeah, one big mob of sheep. Marching in order, taking over the world. The sheep shall rule the earth, okay? Whatever. But the truth is that most of the really switched-on walks would probably be amazing soldiers,
mm-hmm,
to be completely honest with you. And that's another funny thing, too, is that the concept of soldiers these days is changing so much.
Yeah.
You know, well, you never really see it. Well, we're starting to understand it now. But the soldier of, like, say, 30 years ago was this dude, you know, hi, how's it going? I can shoot, and I can write, Now I can just shoot, you know.
Here's your gun. You share it with your fellow army mate, and here's some 10 bullets.
Here's 10 bullets. Thank you. I'll just go shoot, you know.
When your partner falls down, pick up his gun.
Yeah, those days of fucking army are over.
Yeah.
The modern battlefield soldier has got to be pretty technically inept, or technically inept, technically adept.
Oh yeah!
Fuck, I mean, you've got like
you have to be like the equipment.
Oh,
they give
man,
it to
the
you.
The weapon and the way the weapons work.
They give it to us, we'd be going.
Warfare
what is
now has turned into fucking hardcore James Bond.
Yeah,
it's fucking espionage.
And they got the kit too.
Oh, they got the high speed shit.
That's where
and
the
to
money
be honest
goes
with you, humans are happiest when we're fighting. We are.
Yeah.
We love war.
We love conflict.
We love conflict.
Gives us something to do.
All of
right?
the cultures we've ever idolized have all been warrior based. Fucking assholes in Oregon have gone so bat and shit-hawk crazy. This is in the general news. They've gone so fucking crazy, they've had to hire a Klingon interpreter in Oregon. Because there's too many fucking nuts.
There's too many whackers. Yeah. That was so funny.
The warrior race. Klingons.
Yep.
Like, this is what we're about.
Up to the point where they made their own language and a guy only speaks it.
I'm really sure that WOG is a warrior race, man. We so are, you know? And anybody listening who doesn't know what the fuck to do with their life, and you're like totally, oh, I don't know, I guess I'll graduate, fucking hang around, go work at Starbucks, go join the army. Go join the fucking army. They won't kill you. Some other assholes not your army might kill you.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, at least you get some life experience. At least you'd go somewhere. I mean, I'm kind of proud of the fact that Sean Kennedy became the ultimate recruiter for armed forces, different armed forces groups around the world. That'd be great. Fucking A, man. Why not? And then we can, like, all, like, rebel at the same time and take all the kit and start a rebel. That'd be fucking cool.
Just go in there for 1-2 years, familiarize yourself with the kit.
And then fuck off.
And then take the kit.
I think it's our God friend. He's calling.
It might be.
All right.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Dazriel.
Hey,
Azrael, how's it going?
Good, how about you?
Good, good, good. Have you tuned into the show, or are you just in the IRC? I seen you in the IRC.
I'm in the IRC, and I was tuning into the show, too. I wasn't sure when I was supposed to friggin' call.
Oh, yeah, I just I'm glad you did, because I was running out of shit to diatribe about. And if you hadn't called, I probably would have gone on and pissed everybody off. It's like, there's so much, there have been like 3 people listening, so it's a good thing you called. So welcome to the show. Super, super cool to interview you, because I'm kind of an old-school kind of goth guy myself. Once upon a time, this is back when the Twilight Zone was still around and still cool, and the old X-Files episode there where all the vampires are in and everyone in Vancouver was all cool, and that was the cool thing to do and shit like that. But this is back 1993 or so, so I'm going turning back in the Wayback Machine here.
I was in elementary school.
Oh, that's cool. Suddenly I feel fucking archaic. Thank you very much. Do you need to tighten that microphone thing there?
It's okay.
Because I got a screwdriver here. You can do that. Because I have the new SOG multi-tool. Yes, that's right, SOG. The company that makes some fucking sweet-ass kit. Hang on, Azrael.
Okay.
We over here in Rant Radio Land are fucking trying to fix our shit. Music. I like that. Okay. Almost there. Stay on target. Okay, there we go. So, now I'm sure you've done a lot of shithead interviews with a lot of people who are like, so, you're like a goth. What does that mean? You know what I mean? And all that kind of shit. And then they ask you about your name and stuff, which is fucking just hilarious to me. But anyway, I'm not going to ask you any of those ass clown interview questions. Okay. So or I hope I'm not going to anyway. At least I'm going to try not to. But, so, you run Canada's only gothic magazine.
Only dark culture magazine.
Only dark culture. So, oh, that's the new term for it now, is dark culture?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, now, I am going to work on the definition of goth here. Boy, am I going to put you on the fucking stone here, okay? Actually, I suppose you don't even have to define goth, do you? You just have to define dark culture now. Interesting.
The reason why I picked dark culture, and the reason why I picked that term is because it blankets just about everything that, you know, you and I would listen to. It blankets EBM, industrial, synth-pop, noise, experimental, metal.
Dark wave.
Dark wave, goth, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay.
Why I picked it, and it also blankets, you know, fetish, the fetish scene and all that kind of
which
stuff.
Which is kind of, yeah, because back when I sort of was in it, goth, there was a big, that's not goth war. You know, people, like Marilyn Manson was just kind of getting big, and everyone's like, no, Marilyn Manson isn't goth, he's like industrial, and there was that whole fucking war going on. And
shock rock, and for the record, that war still hasn't ended yet. People are still like, that's not goth. That's not goth.
Oh, it never does. I mean, because, you know, that kind of shit never does end, you know. But I was going to say, what is goth, Asriel? Why don't you, once and for all, lay down the law and put your ass on the line and tell us what goth is. What is goth and what is not goth?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, good answer. I wouldn't fucking, I'm only kidding. Don't try to answer that question, man. You'll get yourself hung. But that's cool. That's super cool. So, now, you are based out of Calgary.
Yes.
And last, is the Cellar still there?
The Cellar?
Yeah, there was a goth club there when I was there in 96 called the Cellar.
Long gone.
Long gone. So what's the goth club in Calgary now?
Actually, there's one opening up. They're having a pre-opening on Wednesday. Now, it's not a goth club.
It's a dark culture club.
It's an alternative bar. So they play everything that you would consider alternative. So it's even more blanketed than dark culture.
Oh, Jesus.
That's where you'll find you'll hear the goth, industrial, and dark wave. Plus you hear all the other kind of stuff. And that club's called Machine. That's opening on 1006 11th Ave Southwest.
And it's called Machine?
Machine.
I wonder if that's a spinoff from Winnipeg's Die Machina.
I don't know, but I have heard of Die Machina. I've actually met, what's his name? He runs the Crypt now.
Yeah, the Crypt. Yeah, that's right. That's because it was called Die Machine, and then there was the Crypt, and I used to party in the Crypt when I was in Winnipeg.
Oh, yeah? Well, the owner of the Crypt in Death now holds a gothic clothing outlet in Winnipeg called the Crypt.
Oh, really? That's that older skinhead guy. Wears a lot of leather.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Cool. So how has this, can I ask how old you are?
I'm 22.
22. And, how is the goth scene in Canada? Like, a lot of people are fucking Canadian, or, you know, I gotta stop saying goth, hang on. How is the Canadian dark culture scene? Like, is it still alive and well? Because, I mean, it's pretty select, you know what I mean? Like, there's only 30 million people in this fucking country, so, you know, how's the strength there? Are we still, you know, kind of picked on everywhere we go, or what's the deal?
Well, you know, I mean, a large, massive chunk of it is obviously Toronto.
Oh yeah,
most of the stuff that you'll read about anywhere, not just in Comatose Rose, but anywhere, it's going to be about Toronto because they've got so much shit going on there. It's not even funny. I mean, I've been thinking, God, you know, I'm running a dark culture magazine out of fucking Cowtown here.
Yeah, a Calgary dark, like, cause what Sam told me, he's like, yeah, we're interviewing a goth. He runs the only Canadian goth culture mag. I'm like, rad. Where's he from? Calgary. Sure. And I'm like, I'm sorry. You know, can you actually go outside of your house or what? Like when you're all in makeup and shit, because without getting beat up or what?
I don't wear makeup. I'm pretty subtle about my appearance.
Well, you'd fucking have to be, wouldn't you? You live in Calgary. You're all like closet dark wave and shit out there. For everyone who's listening internationally who doesn't know what the fuck's going on, Calgary's kind of like, let me see, rent any spaghetti western, give it mountains and coldness, and there you go. That's Calgary, okay, pretty much. It's a nice city. It's very clean, but there's a lot of, you know, kind of the home of the Calgary Stampede, which is Uber Rodeo, and everybody thinks that's like the coolest shit ever to, you know, ride around on horses and beat up cows and stuff.
And we have a stadium in the shape of a friggin' saddle.
That's right, yeah, the Saddle Dome. Fuck.
Not a thought put into that title, eh?
Oh, fuck. Yeah, well, what do you want, you know? So you're pretty subtle yourself about the whole dark culture thing. Like, I guess you'd have to be. How is the dark culture scene in going from city to city? Like, have you had a chance to, like, other than Toronto, which obviously everything focuses around, what would you say is the next strongest place?
Wow, I would say definitely Montreal. They've got something going on almost every single day of the week there.
That's true, yeah. I did my basic training in Montreal, down St. Catherine Street. It's a fucking gong show. And plus, there's a lot of really groovy architecture in Montreal, which is fucking sweet if you ever get out that way. Like, it's a pretty gothy kind of city, you know, kind of, bleh, you know, kind of, I don't know, it's got a kind of dirty, gritty kind of industrial feel to it. Old architecture and shit, cool. Okay, after Montreal?
Ottawa. Ottawa's got quite a few places going on. There's one of the places that we're going to be having the magazine distributed in is an industrial nut on Tuesdays that is called Industrial Strength by Miss E.J. Leslie. And she's been holding that night now for 10 solid years.
Holy fuck, that's a long time.
Exactly. And she gets, it's all ages before, I think, 10 or 11 o'clock, and then after that it's only 18 or 19 plus, wherever the fuck it is in Ontario.
Nice.
And then apparently, like she mentioned, she used the word hundreds when she mentioned how many people show up on a Tuesday night.
For the goth scene.
Yeah, for the gothic industrial night there.
For the dark culture scene.
Culture.
Okay. Dark culture scene, right, okay. I'm trying to engrave that into my fucking head here. Now, if you were going to classify yourself, where would you fit?
Well, I've kind of adopted slash kind of been called the goth father.
The goth father. That's awesome. Nicely done. So, what do you consider, like, do you consider, I imagine, are you, like, I always had the classification of classic goth, which is like, you know, the Bauhaus, the Sisters of Mercy.
Jurassic goth.
What's that? Jurassic goth? Is that what they call that?
Yeah, I heard that recently on a comic strip, actually.
Oh, yeah, is that the one on your site?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was actually flipping through that. I thought that was pretty funny. It was down when I went to go see it, but it was saying that, you know, nothing is really new here, but then again, there's nothing really new in the goth scene anyway, and all that kind of shit. That's too funny, Jurassic goth.
Yeah.
That's awesome, which is probably fucking true, too, you know. I mean, I'm just all, no, I'm the only Puritan. You people are all fucking infidels with your body piercings and shit. Lord Byron wouldn't have done that. Fuck off. Cool. Okay, so let's go through the dark culture then. Like, you're kind of a goth guy yourself, but, like, how can, like, what would be other examples? Is it about always about the music, or does the fetish crowd get into that, or where's the line drawn?
Well, in the smaller cities like Calgary and Edmonton and Vancouver and places like that.
Smaller cities? Vancouver? I'm offended.
Well, but Toronto.
Oh, yeah, okay, well, what do you want?
Where the scene isn't like a friggin' monolith.
Yeah, no shit, okay.
The scenes tend to bleed over, the fetish into the goth and the goth into the industrial.
Well, we just want people in black to show up. That's all we care about, yeah.
That's about it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. So, how's the response been to the mag? Like, the magazine itself. Before we go any further, let's talk about, you know, is this an online mag or is this an actual mailed out?
It's a print magazine. We do 1,000 copies in 8 cities.
1,000? Wow, that's pretty good, but.
Thank you.
Do you make any money with this or no? We don't make any money ourselves, so if you don't, that's okay.
I make money, but I still have a day job.
Attaboy. Attaboy. Fucking good for you, man. Good for you. I mean, we don't make any money at all, so maybe you can hire our sorry ass, because we're homeless. but we've been doing this for 4 solid years.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Has it been four? 4.5 solid years.
Yeah, I saw the anniversary stamp thing.
What, we should actually call it, like, I don't know, like fucking, like 47 solid months. It sounds better than,
yeah,
fuck you.
actually, on Comatose Rose, if you go into the BBS, it says how many days old we are.
Handy.
Or one, and it's got a counter, eh? It's like 1,540 fucking days or something.
Nice.
Sounds impressive.
Nice. Sounds good. So, or you should actually change it to how many nights you've been alive. There you go. Because, after all, the nighttime is the right time. Yeah, actually find that one, the Adam Sandler religious cult thing. I want to put that in the halftime. That's fucking funny. So where are we talking about there? I'm after losing my fucking train of thought here.
We're talking about the cities and what...
Right. Okay, and the magazine now. If people want to get a subscription to this fucking magazine, how do they do that?
Oh, people are posting about subscriptions and stuff?
No, but I want to give you a free plug, but thanks for trying to hedge out of that. Chan, we do get a lot of alternative and dark wave and dark culture people listening to the station. And I'd like the station to be a lot more, you know, darker industrial.
Okay.
But Sim does a lot of more faggot electronic pop shit. So, you know, he's trying to pull all my ministry off.
People are going to love this part.
Okay.
90% of the magazines are free.
Great.
Yeah. And if you'd like, I can list off where you can find it in each of the cities that people are paying attention and all that kind of jazz. You know, I can tell you where you can get it in each city.
Well, let's do that.
Okay. In Vancouver, you can get it at Cabbages and Kinks.
Oh, yeah, I know exactly where the fuck that is.
Okay. Or Sanctuary Sundays.
Yeah. Now, where is that?
That's
Purple Onion Cabaret.
Oh, right. Okay, carry on.
We've been there.
Yeah, we've been there.
Okay. In Calgary, you can get it at Dragon Child Metaphysical or Machine or B&D Emporium.
Now, hang on. Dragon Child Metaphysical? Is that a metaphysical shop?
Yeah.
Okay, generally the metaphysical crowd and the dark culture crowd do not mix well. Because usually they're like a bunch of hairy armpitted chicks wearing patchouli and fucking hempwear trying to show up for a dark culture thing. They're going to get eaten, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, this is the first time we're putting it into Dragon Child.
Well, that's cool. Anyway, carry on.
In Edmonton, you'll be able to get it at B&D Emporium. And you can actually get them in, believe it or not, you can get them in Saskatoon.
No fucking way. Good for you. Those people need help. Somebody help those people.
They actually have a monthly Gothic Industrial event that has been running for the last 5 years solid.
Wow. What's it called? The Wasteland or what? Wasteland Support Group? Jesus. That must be fucking harsh. Anyway, okay, carry on.
Yeah, it's called the Underground.
No kidding. The I Don't Want to Fuck My Sister Club. All right, so carry on.
In Toronto, you can get it at the Vatican, Savage Garden, Siren, and He and She Clothing.
Yeah, pretty much all over the fucking place.
Basically.
And?
Montreal, you can get it at Cruella and Dark Wave Night.
Nice.
In Ottawa, you'll be able to pick it up at Industrial Strength Tuesdays, and that's at some really long fucking club name that I cannot pronounce and won't even bother trying, but if you go to the website...
Well, whatever, fuck them. Industrial Strength Tuesdays, that's where it is.
Yeah, basically. If you live in Ottawa, you know what it is already.
Right. At that fucking club with the long name. Anyway, I can carry on.
That's it.
What about Newfoundland?
You know, they keep asking us, but I can't understand a fucking word they're saying.
Yeah, the boy got down. Side by each mine. What? Detroit. What? Anyway.
You heard about the two cases of SARS in Newfoundland, right?
No.
Yeah. One had a SAR throat, the other had a SAR mouth.
That's awesome. Perfect. Yeah. Bye. So before I get on to my Newfie slagging, so let's talk about the shit that dark culture has to put up with. Are people still getting beat up by jocks or what?
I don't think so. I haven't really heard too much about it, actually.
No?
You know, I mean, the only people that are, the only goths, the only dark cultures, the only darklings that are probably getting beaten up are the 15-year-olds that are going way overboard and are probably looking for a bruising.
Way overboard. Define way overboard exactly.
No comment.
He's like, oh shit, oh shit.
You kind of caught me there.
Yeah, no, it's true. But in all honesty, like depending on the city you live in, if you live in like Mormon Mennonite Amish Central, you can't really walk around with, you know, half your head fucking shaved, all the black hair combed forwards with, you know, Say You Love Satan tattooed along your back and huge fucking velvet gloves and shit. It's just not going to work, man. You start walking around looking like dark, you know, Dr. Frankenfurter, you're going to get fucking owned. You know, seriously.
I've only gotten, only occasionally have I been yelled at from a car. You know the whole moving from the jock thing, right?
Right, right, right.
And usually I'm pretty passive. I just, you know, I let it go or whatever. But I remember I was pretty decked out one night heading off to the club, and some guy went, "It's Satan!" And I turned around and I said, "It's me! Wee!"
Which is a typical fucking goth response. It's usually just laugh at them.
Best thing I could come up with in 0.6 seconds.
So, is it still all clove cigarettes, badass rumors, and who's fucking who? Is that essentially the scene, or what?
There's still, you know, there's still a lot of, I almost said inbreeding, infighting.
Oh, Christ, yeah.
In the scene, because, I mean, it's so small. I mean, the best way to describe the dark culture, or any subculture, is that of a village. It's small, everybody knows everybody, and shit gets around. Nobody hears about nothing without everybody else hearing about it, so...
Yeah, I'd almost agree. I'd say it's like a small village of people who smoke a lot of cigarettes, drink way too much, and think it's okay to be dead. Yeah, pretty much. That's pretty much right. But it's good fun, though. I mean, where else can you go and, you know, get all dressed up like Dracula anytime you want and just go have a good fucking time? I mean, because a lot of the goth shit is cool.
Well, there's not a lot of stereotypical goths, at least not here in Calgary. A lot of the people here are pretty tame. You do get your occasional, like, the Cure guy, and then there's, you know, your Manson guy, and this, I mean, they're like one in like 20. You barely ever see it.
Well, yeah, but I kind of got more respect for those guys than the dude who just wears the black turtleneck and dyed his hair black and combs it straight all the rest of the time when he's working at Starbucks. You know what I mean? Like, I'd rather see some dude who's at least kind of kitted out a little bit. You know?
Yeah.
So that's cool. So who's the biggest dark wave fucking extremist freak show in Calgary? There's a guy. You know the guy. You got to tell me his name. He's the fucking psycho in Calgary. Who is he?
I don't know.
Oh, you fucking liar.
No, I'm serious. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Oh, shut up. You know that in every city, there's one fucking crazy guy who's there every fucking night who dresses like he's just completely swung way the fuck out. You know, he's probably half shit bat nuts anyway, but it's just not the night unless that guy's there. You know what I mean?
There's actually a group of people.
Okay.
That sit alone. They're really nice people. I've actually talked to them, but for a while, they were known as the Spooky Kids.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and they don't talk to anyone else, but we found out later that it's just because they were shy.
Oh, of course, most goths are.
Yeah. So they were known as the Spooky Kids. And then there's another group, and they're called the New Rock Gang.
Oh, and they all wear the New Rock boots.
Exactly.
Bingo.
A lot of thought put into that, too.
Yeah, that's another great. But now, are these the giant, you know, I'm going to fucking shit-kick the world New Rock boots, or are these just sort of like the ankle boots?
No, they're pretty big.
Okay, cool. Apparently, New Rock makes ones that have boot extensions that go right up to your thigh.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen those.
Might as well be a whole fucking outfit.
Yeah, they're pretty much hip waders. New Rock hip waders. Yeah, they're pretty they're pretty fucking crazy. Put on the rubber clothing and shit.
New Rock thong, you'd probably have to get a leash for, right?
Pardon me?
They should come out with a New Rock thong.
Yeah, you gotta get a leash for it, yeah, pretty much. It's, yeah, it's, now, let's, how is now, is the vampire live-action role-playing stuff, is that still part of the dark culture scene?
I only know a few people that are into it.
But it's there.
Yeah, it's kinda.
Kinda, sorta?
Yeah.
Well, when I was in Vancouver here, when I was in the scene, it was getting kind of crazy. Like, people were legally changing their names and not coming out in the day and stuff like that. Like, it was getting a little bit freaky. So I kind of left because it was scaring me. So I was like, fuck you guys, you know. But what do you think, it's getting stronger, or do you think it's dying?
I think the whole vampire role-playing game, I think it's dying.
You think so?
I don't hear about it nearly as much as I used to.
Or maybe they're just not telling you. Asriel.
Maybe they're going deeper underground.
That's right. Maybe you're just not goth enough to know about it, man.
Probably.
Probably not.
Yeah.
But that's okay. Your typical goth response would be, I don't fucking care anyway.
and I'd spend 500 word thesis on it.
Yeah. That's right. And then
why I don't fucking care.
Yeah, why I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
By Asriel J. Knight. And respond to this in this fucking multi-thread flame war. But, yeah, well, that's so true, though. I mean, that's all what it is. Like, the pretentious, gay, fucking dark culture guys that just piss me off. I mean, that was probably the number one reason why I'm not in that scene anymore, is because people just started to piss me off. Because it's like, if you're not cool enough, they'll fucking turn on you in a second. You know what I mean? It was just... You know, it's supposed to be about music and having a good time and celebrating the darker things in life versus, you know, who's fucking cool.
Well, the great thing about it now, though, one thing I've noticed that's happened a lot over the last few years is the people that are bitching and moaning are staying home like they should, and the people who are out just to have a good time are out having a good time.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. You know, because if you want to be stay at home and fucking bitch and moan and stuff, then go join, you know, I don't know, the Taliban or something, but...
Be a card-carrying member of gothicsweats.com, you know? I'm out.
Was that a slam? Was that a slam?
I don't know. I don't know. Sure.
How you feeling about this interview here, buddy? A little bit nervous about this or what?
A little.
Are you? Why?
I had nightmares of 20-foot fucking robot of Sean Kennedy coming at me.
No, we like you. We like you. You're one of the dark culture people. We like you. As long as you're not for Scientology, we're fucking going to get along fine.
I forgot to tell you, I'm a Scientologist.
Bye, click.
Kidding.
Yeah, stay exactly where you are, Asriel. We'll be there shortly. As a matter of fact, this call is being traced right now. Hey, you want to scare? Are you still logged into the IRC?
Yeah.
Okay, well, watch this. I'm going to scare the shit out of you right here. Hey, IRC, I want to know everything you can tell me about Rob in a digital sense. Keep watching. This will be fun.
What's Bob?
What's that?
What's Rob?
Oh, sorry. I thought your name was Rob. Asriel. Why the fuck did I call you? You're Rob now, buddy. I just digitally baptized you Rob. If ever you need a pseudonym, be Rob. No, I'm just kidding. For some reason, I wanted to call him Rob.
I don't know.
Tell me everything you can find out about Asriel. Anyway, yeah, so that'll be floating out for the next little while. But, okay, well, that's cool. So what's important to you now? Like, I'll give you free form, dude. Like, what do you need to get out? Is there something that you wanted to talk about or to let people know about or any of that, anything like that?
I just want people to know about the magazine. I mean, it's free. It's free, and it's all over Canada. It's in print. The quality's actually decent. I don't sit at home for three nights a week Xeroxing these off of a printer or anything like that, right?
Oh, okay.
Somebody posted my live journal.
Well, don't watch the IRC, Azrael.
I'm turning my chair around now.
It consumes your mind. I don't watch the IRC. It's the devil. Okay, carry on.
Oh, yeah, it's a free publication. It's good quality. The cover's high gloss, you know. And
it's fucking Canadian, and for God's sake, support the Canadian shit, and it's independent. It's just you.
Yeah.
I
have help, but, yeah, I basically run the show.
Which is cool, man, and you're 22 years old. That fucking kicks ass.
Thanks.
So, I mean, you must have hit, like, a huge load of adversity, though. I mean, yeah, I'm going to start a goth magazine. They'd be like, fuck off, dude.
I have stories. I mean, like, we're talking, like, 120 reply posts of how I suck and how all these people heard this shit about me and all this.
Oh, baby, yeah. You want to build something so people start throwing rocks at you, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm still standing after a year, and I'm still progressing after a year.
Attaboy. Fuck them.
183 copies to 1,000 copies from one city to eight cities, and they've got nothing on us now. But they're still complaining about the same shit that they were in issue 2 that wasn't even an issue then and isn't even an issue now, moreover.
That's because they're ass clown cunts. That's why. In case you're wondering, just call them a bunch of fucktards. There's nothing better than a guy in heavy fucking white mime makeup screaming at some ass going, fuck you, cunt, and then headbutting him. It's just such not a dark wave thing to do. So fucking cool. Anyway, sorry.
But it's funny because none of these people approach me in person.
Oh, of course not. No. They're going to hide safely behind their fucking pseudonames on a screen. And big rumor war.
I've approached some of these people in person, and most of the time they turn out to be okay, and I give them my explanations. I say, okay, this is why it's this way, this is why it's that way. And by the way, no, I don't have two penises.
But your phone number is 403-254-2334. What's the last four?
Eight.
Hey. Yeah, don't worry, this is all in the IRC logs. The logs are your friends. You know what the funny thing is, though, is that everybody who's Canadian is going to check out your magazine.
Oh, hey, somebody did find out my number.
What did I tell you? I told you not to look at the IRC, didn't I? Don't worry about it. We're all good here. There's nobody here who shouldn't be having your number. Everybody in the IRC knows my cell phone number. Just don't worry about it. Like, and I never get called, believe you me. Except for people, and I tell them not to call, and then they don't call me anymore.
Address on there, but, I mean, my address is at home. Oh, somebody's got my phone number in there from 4 years ago. Yeah, and I
they'll find it. Hi, we're looking for Azrael. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's okay, man. What was I going to say? Yeah, that's right, the magazine. If a lot of the WOGs, which are Rant Radio fans, will be pretty heavy into what you're doing, because I think that's right up our alley. Like, that's something that I'd like to help you with. And if ever you got any information or anything you want to promote, any events, any shit like that, by all means, contact us here at the station. You know what I mean? You got a free magazine. You know, you can, like, if you got new music on the scene or whatever, or you just want to fucking use this as an out to publish some shit, I'm giving you official free reign to give Sim a call, and fucking we'll get it on the air, man.
Cool.
So, oh, hang on.
A lot of our listeners are actually in the United States, so they can't just drop by their local goth kind of hangout and pick up your magazine. So how do they get it if they're not in one of the provinces?
Well, you can go to comatoserose.com, and you can order it by mail order or credit card.
Excellent.
Cool, and how much is it by mail order or credit card?
Well, an individual issue will cost you $4.99.
Mm-hmm.
The subscription will cost you $23.99 for mail order, and it will cost you $29.99 by credit card.
Well, fucking just spend the $30 and help a guy out and go fucking subscribe.
Yeah.
And then the good shit shows up.
Definitely.
Cool. We should subscribe.
You should.
We should have, like, a station subscription.
I'd have no problem to give you guys a discount on advertising if you took out an ad.
Aha! Uh-huh. If we took out an ad.
Well, the discount doesn't do you much good if you don't, like, you know, spend any money, right?
Yeah, that's true. Well, we don't make any money.
How about if we, like, put a button up on our site linking to you?
You link slut. That's such a link slut thing to do. I'm sure I'll leave you and Sim to work out, you know, the details of, you know, our mass marketing proposal due to the fact that you'll be, you know, on the air here and stuff. Fuck, whatever. Anyways, well, that's cool. I should probably let you go because I got the rest of a show to do here. But super cool talking to you, and I'm really, really glad because I really enjoy the dark culture scene. And if anybody hasn't experimented with it and they're scared to go out there because they think everyone's all, you know, just a bunch of scary assholes, everybody else was just like you once, and they, you know, they dyed their hair black and didn't talk to anyone, and you'll fit right in. You know, because that's a lot of what goes on. It's all about the music and about the ideas and celebrating, you know, kind of the alternate side, the darker side of life, which is pretty cool. So is there anything you wanted to add on the end of that there, Bunch?
Just check out the website. That's basically it, www.comatoserose.com. Everything's there. There's gallery pictures. There's a forum. There's a mailing list. There's all the information on where you can get the magazine and all that kind of jazz.
So by all means, and if anybody listening wants to go there and make comments, you can tell them you heard about it on the show, and fucking there it is.
Actually, here's a good one.
What's that?
If anybody... tells me they want a subscription and they tell me that they heard about the magazine through this show, I'll give them a discount.
Okay, so there it is. It's a discount if you heard about it through the Sean Kennedy. Sean Kay said I'll get it for cheaper. So otherwise a giant 20-foot fucking robot will come over and kill you. Okay, cool. Well, thanks a lot, man. That's super rad. And what we're going to do is we're going to get you to give us a station promo before we let you go. So you got to say you're Azrael Knight from Commodus Rose and Ram Radio is gother than thou or something like that. I don't know.
Okay, just say when.
Do it now.
Hi, this is Azrael Knight from Comatose Rose Magazine, and you're listening to the number one EBM station on the internet, rantradio.com.
Tight. Very cool, bud. Thanks a lot, and we will talk to you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was cool. That was cool. What a fucking cool guy.
It was. Very cool.
What a very cool guy. So, and of course, if you get these magazines for free, then by all means...
All the better.
Get the magazines for free.
Pick them up.
Yeah. Very sweet. Super sweet. So, what do we got here? We're going to get into the feedback. I got a ton of feedback from people who are like, hey, Sean, you made a difference in my life. Don't quit. We love you. People I've never met before. And
never heard of before. Never met before.
I received the first week I put up the Tales from the Afternoon donate button. I got like 3 donations. And they were like, guys, give me...
Better
than zero.
Yep. You know, somebody cares.
And since then, nobody's donated. Except for, I checked my mail today.
Yeah.
And there was a girl, I think it's a girl in Brazil.
Really?
Who donated $10.
Nice. From Brazil.
From Brazil. I'm pretty sure it's in Brazil.
That's pretty cool.
And I was like, that's fucking cool.
Somebody in Brazil heard what you said.
You know, I'm like, that's fucking cool.
It is. That is cool.
So I was just like, and the feedback I got from everyone who sent in shit said, Sean, don't quit. You fucking rule. Thanks a lot, guys. Because believe it or not, although I appear bulletproof and godlike and all that good stuff, sometimes it's hard to just fucking get up, breathe, and keep breathing. But I'm going to do this for as long as possibly I can. And we'll just keep going on. And if ever, you know, somewhere to come up with work or whatever where I got to miss a night, then we'll just do a rerun show. And we'll come right back next week. And I'm sure people will stick around.
There will be shows. There have been shows.
There have been shows. Yep. But, you know, the trick here is to not make it into a big deal. You know what I mean? The minute just fucking keep on driving, you know what I mean? And things happen, and that's just the way it is. So, super cool. Thank you so much, everybody, who told me they gave a fuck. It means a lot to me. So, now, Wagawar sent me a thing that he wanted my opinion on. What's your opinion on this kind of thing? Just not this case in particular. 2-year-old Noshin Hoka will probably die within the year unless his tumor growing deep inside her brain is removed. But an operation itself will probably kill her and leave her blind or paralyzed. Uh-huh. Given those odds, the little girl's parents, Jahal and Shahida Hogue, decided not to let doctors operate. Instead, started taking her to a Montreal homeopath for herbal and nutritional treatments in hopes of curing her.
Oh, yeah.
So the question here is, what is my view on the homeopathic, naturopathic, alternative medicine thing? This is a dicey, dicey realm.
It is. Especially with a kid, right? That can't really make their own decision.
Never mind any of that, but the dicey realm of alternative medicine. You have to develop a love of reading.
Yeah.
You have to do a lot of research on your own. There is no easy street. If a guy says this, believe nothing anyone says. You want to read and read and read and check check and recheck. And,
check some.
And just, yeah, you got to check some everything. But if you're interested in homeopathic medicine, quality alternative medicine is a great, great thing. However, there are charlatans and scam artists and people who will try to fucking take all your money and leave you to die. There's a good book called Vibrational Medicine. Do a search for it. Okay, Vibrational Medicine, which covers a lot of different alternative medical things. Very good book. I recommend it if you're interested in holistic medicine.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's my take on that. Yes, it's a good thing, but it's full of a lot of ass clowns. Okay? So fucking just be cautious.
And then there's no definitive guide to it either. Everyone has their own opinion,
everyone's
right?
got their own, like...
This will work. No, this will work. No, this will work.
It's kind of like the Linux of medicine. It's pretty...
Everybody has their own build.
Yeah, it's pretty pretty nuts. From Dead Hair. Hey, your show kicks ass. I've been trying to spread the bias around. I got a few CDs full of SKTFM audio and a couple of friends. Anyway, I was being Captain Google for a Pong emulator, and I found this oddity.
Okay.
Here's the links.
What are they?
This is a pain generator hooked up to a Pong game.
Oh, this.
This is simple. Two players eyeball each other over table console. The left hand is positioned over us on a sensor field, otherwise known as a PEU, or pain execution unit. When both players have made this electric contact, the game... When both players have made this electric contact, the game, and the real fun commences. The game itself bases on first-generation PC game known as Pong, or Bar Tennis, and is followed by both players through the graphics display center table. The player's right hand controls the bat, and the object of the game is to keep the ball in play for as long as possible. In the original PC game, missing the ball resulted in nothing worse than a moment's frustration, perhaps well-chosen explanative. The revamped version, missing the ball, is not only annoying, it's very painful. Randomly arranged along both sides of the playing field are pain inflictor symbols, each representing a different sort of pain. Depending on where the ball hits, the player will feel the sensations such as heat, punches, and electroshocks in a variety and varying duration delivered through the pain and PEU. The game ends only when one of the players decides that pain is too much to bear and lifts his hands from the PEU, all of which sounds straightforward when the truth games often continue long past the point where common sense has given way to stubborn machismo.
I think it gets more and more painful with each goal.
Yeah, it
I
gets,
think it does.
It
yeah.
fucking escalates.
Oh.
This was in a James Bond movie.
Really?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Now, not this. There was a game which was a nuclear missile fighting game.
Oh, yeah.
And if you lost, you got an electrical shock and all this kind of shit. Yeah, I can't remember which one it is. Somebody will post
Maybe
it.
Maybe that's their inspiration.
Somebody will post it, yeah. So that was fucking
Very cool.
So that's pretty much your general news. Well, we're going to break for halftime music right now. And we'll be back, unless, Sim, you got anything you want to add?
You betcha I do.
What's up?
There's a new show on Rant Radio coming up.
Oh, goody, goody.
It's called Bash.
Bash.
With your host, E. Adam Thomas. And this is a description. Along with verbal felons, Ron and Lowell bring you 2 hours of fear and loathing in Scottsdale, Arizona. News, relationship advice, and unpleasant behavior from the Valley of Sin. And I've heard they have, like, call-ins, and they can give you advice and stuff. So that's starting May 18th.
Awesome.
And one of the shows we have on the station, Quarter Circle Forward, is down at E3 right now, as we speak, representing Rant Radio. That's the electronic expo fair with the video with the video games
and
all that stuff.
Handing out stickers.
Yeah, and I don't know if they got stickers, but they're representing. They should have stickers.
They're representing.
Representing.
Good for them. Fucking
yeah,
A.
So that's what I have.
Fucking A. Don't even try to mess with us, because we're just like, we're fucking crazy
We're
cool.
there.
And what else you got?
That's it.
That's it?
That'd be it.
That's all? Okay,
that's all.
Time for some fucking good old Jurassic Goth music.
Oh, yeah, we got a load here.
We got a load.
A load of stuff.
All right, so stay tuned. Lots of good news coming up.
Hey, man, I'm joining a religious cult.
Now, that's ridiculous.
Well, I'm joining it, so you gotta sign up, too.
What are you talking about?
Hey, don't fucking on this, man. Just sign up.
No, I'm not gonna join a cult.
I can't believe you're pulling this shit on me after Monday night.
What?
I wanted to watch Monday Night Football, and you wanted to watch that other show, and we watched your show. I did that for you.
Yeah, well, you kept flipping back to the game.
I wanted to see the fucking score! What do you gotta do that's so fucking important? You can't join the religious cult with me.
Well, I was gonna go sunbathing.
Oh, boy. No, I don't think you should do that, because this guy Russell, he's the leader guy of the cult. He was rambling on during one of his speeches about the sun being bad.
Uh-huh.
Like the beast can't come out because the sun's too bright and it hurts his eyes or something. You show up all sunburned, that guy's going to be pissed at you and me.
Well, I'm not in the cult, so I don't have to worry about pissing the leader guy off.
Look, I'm starting to believe in some of the stuff the cult guy's been saying. Some of it makes a lot of sense.
Well, good, but I don't want to join the cult. I can still hang out. I just won't be in it with you.
The point is, I'm not going to have time to hang out with you because I'm going to be fucking busy with this fucking cult.
We'll visit on weekends. We'll work
it out. No, the weekends are like the busiest time. That's when we go to flea markets and fucking malls and talk people into joining, man.
Can I just join for a little while? I told my dad I'd visit him in Florida in 3 weeks.
You'll ask them, but we gotta join now.
Well, what's the hurry?
There's a girl I wanna meet there! What the fuck's your problem?
Well, I mean, I don't really have to believe in this stuff, do I?
No. Just fucking tell everybody you believe in this shit. When they say the sun sucks, go, yeah, fuck the sun. I fucking hate it too. Wrong with the fucking beast.
I don't know, man. This is crazy.
Look, they're going to give you clothes, they're going to give you a free haircut, you're going to get food.
It's not going to be one of those weird haircuts, is it?
It's going to be a haircut, all right? You said you need a haircut, they're going to fucking cut your hair. You're going in saving $12. Just fucking do it!
You think the hot girl has a friend for me?
Probably. I don't. And if she doesn't, she'll go out and recruit one for you.
Well, all right. But hey, if I don't like it, I'm going to escape, man.
Okay, that's up to you.
3 weeks later.
The right time is the right time. The right time is the right time.
Hey, buddy. Are you glad you did this?
Oh, this is the best thing I ever did. Thank you.
You're not mad at them making you kill your father, are you?
You know, it's like they said. It was the only way to save him.
You're a good guy.
You're a better one.
The night time is the right time. All right. The night time is the right time. The night time is the right time.
In the name of Allah,
Top. I'm Cersei Nightshade.
And I'm Azrael Abyss. I'm the Prince of Sauron. Yes. Welcome to the show that explores the moody depths of the goth lifestyle here in Tampa, Florida.
So surrender yourself to your darkest desires here in Azrael's very spooky two-car garage.
We would have been in the den, but my grandma's staying for the weekend and she's sleeping there.
You have chosen to join us for a very special installment of Goth Talk, our Halloween Bacchanal.
Yes! Halloween, ecstasy, you goth!
The night that the entire world peeks into the dark, dark crevices of their own evil.
And I don't get to beat up in the mall parking lot.
What's going on here? Todd! Oh. Get this crap the hell out of the garage, Todd!
No!
Yeah, I gotta park my sweet Grand Cherokee.
You can't park in here. This is our sinister tomb of dark madness.
Man. Whatever. Hey, just don't forget. It's your turn to put Vicks Vapor Rub on Grandma's chest, Todd.
My name's not Todd. It's Azrael Abyss.
Man, you weren't kidding about your brother, man. He's like some messed up mime or something.
Clean it up.
Anyway.
Now would be a good time to thank our sponsors. Goth Talk is brought to you by the Gloom Room, the place for all your goth needs. It's an orgy of the macabre, right next to the Pizza Hut on Hibiscus Road.
Well, I guess you'd be arriving soon.
Yes. He's the lead singer of one of Tampa's greatest goth bands, Satan's Answering Machine.
His name is Baron Nocturna. He's a spectral vision of pure malevolence, and he works with me at Cinnabons.
Hey, Todd, there's some weird-looking guy out by the door.
Baron Nocturna, he's here. Send him in, send him in, send him in.
All right. Send him
in. Kindred and brethren, please welcome his deranged majesty, Baron Nocturna.
Let's get busy.
Check us out, man. We're the Budweiser Frogs.
What did you guys do with Baron Nocturna?
Oh, you mean the fruit with the leather jacket and no shirt?
We pantsed him and threw him in the pool.
Hey, Azrael, your brother's a real tool. He physically hurt me. I'm going home. You hurt me.
Nocturna, no. No,
screw him, man. Hey. Here's something for you, little show. Do it.
Okay, wait a second.
Bud. Our buddy Kyle's gonna be the wise guy, but he got mono, man.
Hey, Glenn, make Todd say wise.
Come here.
My name's Azrael Abyss, out of line.
Say wise. Ready?
Bud.
For drugs. It's great. It's great.
stone. Joan. Bitch. I'm gonna find her. I'm gonna kill her.
Well, that was kind of fucked up. I have no idea what the Joan thing was there. And I'm the one responsible for fucking playing the Saturday Night Live skit because I thought it was funny.
Don't blame me.
Because the guy's name was Azrael, and fucking the guy on the little goth
skit.
I'm Azrael!
So, but yeah, generally Saturday Night Live makes my fucking head hurt, but I just thought that was kind of appropriate. So if you don't like it, get your own goddamn show. I don't like it. I will take my ball and go home. I've been before. Don't try me. Hey, a lot of people don't know that I got my hair cut.
No, I don't think they do.
Yeah, and I was inspired by this dude. Here, I'm going to post this in the IRC here. I was inspired. I went and saw Tears of the Sun, which is a rad movie, by the way, if anyone hasn't seen that yet. That's a fucking pretty dope movie, pretty accurate to why, like, you know, shit in Africa and the necklacing and all that stuff is bad. Here is a picture, and the guy in the movie from this picture, there's Bruce Willis in one side of the picture, which is the dude from who's bald, and then the other guy has that fucking Iroquois haircut. That's the haircut I'm sporting right now. I'm not even kidding. That's the one I have right now, which is pretty...
Not quite as long as the one in there.
Yeah, but
it's getting there.
It's getting pretty long.
Yep,
it is. Pretty cool. So I've got the fucking, you know, nasty-ass Recon haircut on the go here. So it's kind of handy. I thought it was cool. Fuck them. My life with the Thrill Kill Cult is the same as Thrill Kill Cult. Yes, it's just a sure thing. So on with Illuminati news. Yeah, here we go. Microsoft, just when you thought it was safe... It's a what's up, music?
Music,
that's right, music. at least Microsoft's admitting their fuck-ups.
That's good. That's good.
Microsoft acknowledged a security flaw in its popular internet passport service that left only 200 million consumer accounts vulnerable to hackers and thieves.
Is that it?
Yeah. An admission who could be exposed to coming a hefty fine from U.S. regulators. The Pakistani researcher, Muhammad Fasif Rahaldanka, determined by typing a specific web address that included the phrase, email pwdressit, he could seize any passport account.
Wow.
He sent 10 emails to Microsoft explaining his findings, but had never received a response. Sohn said the company was investigating how it might have been missed in those reports.
I guess they never closed that back door off, huh?
Now, knowing that, how, you know, something as important as the internet passports, let's see how that bridges with the other story here, which I've entitled, I Have Your Fucking Life. Researchers at Microsoft's Media Presence Lab are developing a virtual brain, a PC-based database that holds and records an individual's complete life experience.
Oh, that's great.
Called My Little Bits. That's fucking scary. No, sorry, My Life Bits, My Little Bits.
My Little Bits.
I like My Little Bits better. The project aims at making the database of human memories searchable in the matter of conventional search engine.
Oh, that's great.
Walk of War.
Yeah, I like this one, yeah.
Walk of War said, I just shit my pants. I don't want to be downloaded into a computer. I do, provided I get to design the computer that hooks for the robot. I'm just going to go on.
The problem with this thing is you have to upload it to Microsoft. They'll keep it safe for you.
Well, yeah, Microsoft is not a government. I'm all for government. I'm not into corporate government.
Yeah.
Like, I like a government you can respect. I'm not into the blood-sucking fucking, you know, wage slave state. That's what I'm afraid
Corporations
of.
Are set up to make money.
That's right. Governments
Bottom
are
line.
Supposed to make your life cool.
Yeah.
But they don't. And remember that plague dude? The dude I was fucking with who like, oh, yeah, I sold it. And I had that plague, and now it's gone, and then bubonic plague search
lost it, or dropped it, or
yeah,
somebody
right.
stole
oh,
it.
Oh, I destroyed
yeah.
it, yeah.
Somebody
now,
stole it. Yeah.
Now that fucker's getting charged. Wog of War sent me this. A noted university professor is accused of lying about missing vials of plague bacteria. January pleaded innocent Friday to smuggling charges.
Oh.
A Texas teacher at university called Thomas C. Butler, who's 61, remained free on bond and will no longer be required to wear electronic monitoring device while he awaits trial. Butler, who is internationally renowned for his plague research, had told the FBI that 30 vials of bubonic plague bacteria were missing from his laboratory, but then, according to court documents, he admitted he accidentally destroyed them.
Oops.
Yeah.
I dropped them down the sink.
Yeah. Now, I don't know how that story made it in there. That one shouldn't be there.
Okay.
So we're going to go straight to Link for the fucking week.
Okay.
1780 by Wagga War. The surveillance business is booming, and by now you have likely been on at least a half a dozen surveillance videos. But depending on where you work or shop, the number is even higher.
Mm-hmm.
From the moment you walk out the door, whether you drive or take the train, you are watched. Running an errand, ATMs, stores, restaurants, and parking lots are all locations where surveillance cameras can be found. The most common and thorough voyeur is often employers. Robert Flynn ought to know. He sells them. He believes that most people don't know frequently they are under surveillance. Estimates vary, but it's widely believed that the average American is caught on surveillance video between 8 and 12 times a day.
That's some of that.
In one large American city, the average citizen is estimated to be caught on video 72 times daily.
Gah!
That doesn't really bother me that much.
No?
No. But still. Whoa, eh?
Well, if you're not doing anything bad, what do you got to hide?
That's true. Also, and, well, if you don't like it, just join the army. At least you kill people and you get a gun.
Yeah, that's true.
So, there's the link for it. A little bit scary. Now, a lot of people talk about naturopaths. I was talking about naturopaths before. Now, a lot of these naturopaths are like, machines are bad! And which doesn't really go well with our culture because, well, if we download our computers, we all die.
It's a lot of machines.
It's true. Well, you ever been cut down without your internet? I had my motherboard died on one of my computers today.
God,
yeah,
sucks.
And it feels like somebody cut your fucking hands off. It's horrible.
Yeah. I can't access my data.
I need to get online. I need a computer. But check this out.
Okay.
PBDE.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. A popular flame retardant chemical could be the PCB of the future, according to EPA scientists and the FBI.
A lot of acronyms.
Tom McDonald and Ken Hooper.
Hey, Hooper.
This is Hooper. A study in May 2000 by McDonald and Hooper showed that PBDEs are passed to children from adults through the placenta and breast milk.
These bastard adults.
This is totally Black Shakes kind of stuff here.
Yeah.
This is primarily a children's issue, but check this out. Our primary health concern is that it appears that PBDEs harm the developing brain. It causes a reduction in their ability to learn, their ability to remember, increased hyperactivity, and hearing loss.
Hmm.
So if we're wondering where all this learning disorder shit comes from, it's coming from all the fire retardant chemicals we're spraying on our shit.
It harkens back to that magical video where they spray the kids in the playground.
PBDEs have been used in flame retardants since the 60s.
Wow.
And are found in common household items, such as electrical appliances, television sets, and computer circuit boards.
I should stop licking them.
Building materials, PBDs are also found in upholstery, used in homes, business, and vehicles, from cars to airplanes, and in the rugs and draperies.
It's everywhere.
So the reason why people are all fucked up mentally now is because we've had, like, what, two generations now of people. So if we're wondering why there's not so much ADD back in the 50s, it's because we weren't all fucking poisoning ourselves with toxins. What do you want to bet where no one's going to hear about this?
This is the first time I heard about it.
Yeah, this is going to go nowhere, guys.
Mm-hmm.
But reasons to move up north for 1,000 Alex. Going into cryptozoological news, a new species of jellyfish with a yard-wide fleshy red belly and a cluster of wrinkled, thick arms have been found by scientists nearly half a mile beneath the cold, dark waters of the Pacific Ocean.
Stop digging down there.
Well, they have been. Apparently, a marine biologist at Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute discovered 23 of what are called big reds in Monterey Bay, the Sea of Cortez, and off Hawaii, Japan, and the Falian Islands near San Francisco, according to the latest online editions of Journal Marine Biology. What is not commonly known is that these large, boneless creatures have a huge craving for land-dwelling mammals' flesh. Now, this is a fact. If you check out reading out the rest of the section here, it goes on to explain how they believe these jellyfish can actually crawl onto land and have been seen attacking creatures in that region. There's two or three cases which they found on the books where these jellyfish crawl out of the sea and attack people sunbathing. But nobody, and if you think about it, if you're in the water, right, this jellyfish comes up and fucking grabs you. You can't see a jellyfish in the water, and these things will actually burn you fucking alive. Check it out. A very interesting article. Moving into Call Watch, the alien problem. Yes, a cop plus UFO. This one's kind of interesting here.
Cop plus UFO.
Lamer Todd was always thought UFOs were the stuff of science fiction. As far as UFO sightings and all that, I wasn't normally a believer.
My name's Lamer.
Lamer.
Lamer
that
Todd.
That is until he had two close encounters of his own in Memphis during the 70s. Lamer Todd is just any UFO observer. He's a Memphis police captain who serves on the TAC-T squad.
Oh, yeah.
So we got the MP5 guy, you know, chasing UFOs. Nice. Mm-hmm. His first encounter came about 73, the year I was born. In South Memphis, he saw a strange light in the sky. Stopped, stepped out of my car, and looked up. I could see the light myself, but there was no helicopter noise, Taleb described. He later learned that Memphis police had grounded its chopper for the night.
No helicopter noise.
So, there's goes on and talks about this guy who's all, like, set up. Now, we're going to get into the kit corner here. Now, this was posted in the IRC, but I'm going to go over it again because I think it's fucking cool.
Okay.
Which is the XM-29. The XM-29 Integrated Airburst Weapon, formerly an Objective Individual Combat Weapon, OICW, is a next-generation infantry rifle system that will give American fighting troops the unprecedented capability in the 21st century battlefield.
You'll have to post that in the IRC. You added that in.
Oh, that's right, I did.
I don't have that.
1 second. Do 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 do. Copy. Do 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 do. Do do do. Hang on. Please. There we go. Blah blah. XM-29 is a lethality upgrade.
Check that one out.
A lethality upgrade to the Land Warrior system and the dismounted soldier. Yeah, fuck you. Yeah, I got a fucking hard on. It's an integral part of the Army's transformation, the future combat system. The XM-29 consolidates the needs for U.S. Armed Forces into one rifle that will selectively place the M16, M4 carbine in the infantry squad. This rifle substantially increases lethality and survivability on the battlefield. The system includes embedded full-solution fire control, provides target acquisition capabilities, training features, and squad for individual training simulators. It's also got a programmable rocket airburst munition on it.
Whoa.
Fucking sexy! That's fucking some
How
sexy.
How can you beat that?
I want one.
Yeah.
Can somebody get me one of those? Now, everybody knows that I'm like a huge knife guy. I'm like super fucking knife dude.
Oh, yeah.
And my eternal quest is actually for...
You posted a picture of your haircut.
Yeah.
Again.
What do you mean?
Instead of the gun.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, okay. Didn't copy. Hang on. Sorry. Let's try that again.
Try that again.
Do, 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 do.
Did it work? Yeah, there we go.
Weird. Okay. Fucking strange. I copied it. I swear to God. Now, knives. Now, the thing is that I kept on getting kind of confused between having a knife that's a heavy chopper and that can do all these things. And then I thought of something, which I don't know if I've talked about this last week or not.
Okay.
But I've kind of had a bit of a boner because I was doing research on tomahawks.
Oh, yeah. You brought that up, yeah.
Now, these tomahawks, right, there's like two companies. There's American Tomahawks.
Yeah.
And RMJ Forge.
Yeah. These are the big guys.
These are two tactical tomahawk makers. But check this shit out. East Wing, the company makes hammers, Wing hammers, they make a camp axe, which is a better quality tomahawk, looks better, and does everything the tomahawk does, how to drop forged steel, and it's $60.
Well, sometimes you got to look elsewhere.
That's right.
To find the good stuff.
And I haven't seen a tomahawk better than one of these East Wing axes, so I'm intending on picking one of these up, but when I do, I want to film, you know, how to modify it so it makes like Uber tomahawks. Right, so
you save that so I can post it. You added that into the knife of the week.
Oh yeah,
just click save, and then I can post it in there. There you go.
Okay, but once you come to the grips that like having a tomahawk, especially like one of the ones I'm going to build, that gives you the ability to heavy hardcore chopping.
Yes,
right. In case you have to escape from your holding cell
or
the alien spaceship.
Oh yeah.
Or you could use it like a hammer to smash those little fuckers' heads in.
But how big are they? Like
they're about 16 inches long.
That's what you're saying. They're compact, too.
Yeah,
that's
they're
good
small.
Thing
they have
right?
all the power of the axe. They're all one piece of steel. They won't break or split. And, you know, I'll be able to teach everyone how to throw them,
exactly.
Which is handy.
Sure.
But, yeah, so I'm really into the tomahawk thing. But then, since you have a tomahawk, this greatly decreases your chopping need for your knife. So your knife kind of goes back to your classic kind of knife design.
Okay.
And continuing doing my research, there is a knife that was put out. Now, SOG Knives, they're based out of Washington. They actually make some really fucking nice knives. And when they first arrived on the scene about, 10 years ago, they had about four knives in their repertoire that they were manufacturing. One of them was they have the licensing remake to make this Vietnam Special Forces Bowie knife.
Yep.
Called the SOG Bowie. You know, and one of the big problems you have with any
sounds like a big knife.
No, it's not. That's a myth. See, you don't need to have a big knife. It's less than 12 inches long.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to post this link here of the knife. It's expensive, but I've had a chance to actually get eyes on this thing. And paste, there we go. And what this is very, very thick. So it gives you a lot of the capabilities. And the nice thing about this one is it comes with a custom blued blade, and there's no reflectiveness on the
blue
phone.
Blade.
A blue.
I haven't heard of that. What is that?
A blue blade.
And a black
like,
blade, blacked out blade, right?
Well, it's but it's gun blued. It's rather than having paint on it, it's actually like a stain in the steel.
Okay.
So the paint doesn't scratch off. It's a very... Now, when you look at the knife there, you're like, wow, that's nothing really big. But you don't actually understand how thick that fucking knife is.
Yeah.
That knife is like super thick. And for the kind of knife, for what you're going to be doing with it, that's a really, really sweet-ass blade. So that's my knife of the month, pretty much. I get different kind of urges, but I'm seriously thinking about picking one of these up. I really would like it. Can't afford it, but what the fuck, right? Mm-hmm. Now, also in kit, we have nanotechnology. You know, that's scary stuff.
Mm-hmm. Little things crawling around.
Its bill has been approved in the House. U.S. House of Representatives overwhelmingly approved the oversight legislation on Wednesday, authorizing National Nanotechnology Research and Development Program.
Wow.
A bill vote of 405 to 19. House members approved the three-year spending plan total of $2.36 billion for nanotech R&D programs.
That's a lot of money.
On the National Science Foundation, Departments of Commerce and Energy and Environmental Protection Agency, Defense Department are also spending millions on nanotech research.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
That's
something's
a lot of money.
Happening there.
Looking forward to see the stuff that will come from nanotech research. Very cool.
Mm.
Already showing up, we got better eyes. You want bionic eyes? No problem. A bionic eye that can help blind see has restored partial.
Villains, oh my God.
Has restored partial vision to three people who lost their sight because of incurable disease.
Wow.
The results of the first clinical trial of artificial retina implanted in the eye shows that they work well enough to allow the blind to distinguish light from dark and even to see simple objects.
Wow.
Each patient had an operation that had the implant fitted over their own damaged retinas. They wore spectacles fitted with miniature video cameras which transmitted signals to the implanted device. All the patients could see better with the devices switched on, and one of them could even tell the difference between everyday objects.
Wow.
It's first gen, but not bad for people who can't fucking see.
You want to see or not see?
Yeah.
Well, I'll see, please.
Thank you. And if that's not better, how about a bionic nose? Actually, it's kind of a robot nose.
Yeah.
This could be pretty interesting in catching criminals and stuff. A revolutionary electronic nose can detect lung cancer by simply sniffing people's breath.
Whoa.
The invention known as E-Nose, great name, guys.
It's an E-Nose.
Could have major implications for the early diagnosis and commonest cause of cancer deaths. If it can detect cancer, what does it stop us from being installed in our airports and high schools to sniff for guns or drugs? Well, I don't know how you'd sniff for guns, but you might be able to sniff for drugs.
No, that metallic smell.
Gun
oil.
If everyone hasn't seen the anime show Ghost in the Shell, then for God's sake, see it. Because here's something from that movie, Optical Camouflage. Now, here is a sweet picture of that. And there's actually little films on the site. Optical camouflage is a kind of active camouflage. The idea is very simple. You project background images on the masked object. You can observe the masked object just as virtually transparent.
Super cool looking.
Very, very cool. And it's from a Japanese site. And it was sent to me, so very, very, very cool. Now, I've got a big email here talking about sunglasses. And this is from Alien Binary. So check this out. Sean, I was at a local mall and heard about and head into a store to get myself yet another tack knife. Attaboy. When I stopped at a cart, just sold sunglasses dirt cheap. Everyone was under the impression that these places just sell knockoffs and cheap pieces of junk that will fall apart easily. While I was browsing the racks for slightly mirrored black shades, I decided to ask the day working counter what made other sunglasses different from these $80 designer sunglasses that claim all sorts of amazing feats of optical protection. The guy turned out to be pretty switched on and told me some really fascinating shit. This is what I learned. Sunglasses are all very similar in design and tend to appear as knockoffs of each other for different reasons. Most people think they actually really are the same things. Apparently, before department stores like Filin's get their batch of Armani sunglasses, these shades are without a logo. Department stores order them in bulk from manufacturers where the distributors and warehouses of the stores attach design or logo. The pair of sunglasses are bought for $850 is the exact pair you can find at the store display in a department store with like Filin's for about $60. The way this guy gets his wares is by calling up the manufacturer himself, ordering them bulk just like a chain store, but then he only sells them for $5 more than he bought them for, which in reality is an economy like the one we are facing today, is a fuck a lot more viable than relying on the privileged minority who are stupid enough to believe that they're paid more, they're better. He told me the cost production of designer glasses. He told me the cost of production for designer sunglasses. The average pair of shades cost manufacturer grand total about $3. This includes all your CKS, DKNYs, Giorgio Armani's, Tommy Hilfiger's, etc. The total production cost is about $80. The total production cost for an $80 pair of sunglasses is $3. The total cost for the $350 Oakleys is actually a whopping $8. Mm. And we'll leave it. And I'll leave it up to anyone willing to do the math to calculate what the inflation is on that. But how do I know the dude wasn't just blowing smoke up my ass? I bought the sunglasses anyway. I figured that cheap shades are better than none. Next day, it was a blazing sunny day, and like any hacker, my damn eyes hurt just from viewing natural light. So I bought brought out my pair of $10 fashion sunglasses that promised maximum UV protection and all that garbage. And I also brought out my new Armani clones. To my surprise, and in many ways horror, there is a huge difference. Although the cheap sunglasses dim to make the sunlight tolerable, the pair I bought as cheap knockoffs the night before actually made my eyes feel nice and relaxed. And unlike the other pair, they hardly changed the hue from the outside world. The only difference was no glare, and the light was tolerable. They really were. Since you're such a sunglass whore, I figured you might be interested in this when it all comes down to it. The only difference between an honest sidewalk fender and a department store set of shades is approximately $60 to $300. Going into media review. I saw Zero.
Zero.
Yes.
What's Zero?
Now, in military movies, okay, of which we all enjoy.
Yes.
There's a few I haven't seen. Believe it or not, I haven't seen Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah.
Which blows a lot of people away.
Yeah.
But on one end of the scale, it's easy to find a movie that's a 10, which I'd probably say is Apocalypse Now Redux. 10.
Good movie.
Going down to 9, you have your, I'd probably say, Black Hawk Down, Full Metal Jacket. 8 then becomes like, I'd say, Tears of the Sun, probably rated at about an 8, as well as We Were Soldiers,
mm-hmm.
was probably an 8. 7 would be your Hamburger Hills, things like that. 6 would be probably First Blood. 5 would be Navy SEALs. 4 would be, I'm really thought of it. 4 would be Rambo 2, Rambo 3. 3 would be your Heartbreak Ridge. And then 2 and 1, I don't really know enough bad movies, but I know what Zero is.
Oh, really?
Yes, I know the bottom of the scale.
The dregs of
the worst military movie. Fucking military movie ever. Ever is a piece of shit.
It's that bad, eh?
There are no redeeming features in this film. Some films are so bad, like Omega Force. Okay?
Never heard of that.
Omega Force is this 1980s fucking quasi-comic book film that's like Buckaroo Banzai, right? It's so bad that it's entertaining. You know what I mean? It's got
you just sit back and laugh and go, whoa, that's so stupid.
Okay.
Yeah.
This movie has no redeeming features. They rip off footage from Red Heat, Invasion USA, and U.S. Navy SEALs directly. Like,
whoa.
Like they copy like 4 or 5 minutes at a time of film footage.
Nice.
From these films.
Wow.
It's fucking brutal.
It's just painful to watch.
Yeah, if you go to the Internet Movie Database and check out Rangers, it's made in 2000.
Rangers.
Oh my god. So in case you're wondering, if 10 is Apocalypse Now Redux, Zero is Rangers.
Rush out to your local store.
That's your media review. Yeah, if you want to really hurt yourself, oh god. I thought it was bad enough to mention it. Mess with the normals. Now this is a long email with a lot of things, but this is about spam. Spam, baked beans and spam. Sarah Goblin is laying a smackdown on spam and stuff. Now, here are a whole whack of ways to get rid of spam on your computers. So get ready to copy because these are good. Spam remedies. Here's the first one. Some special federal and government agencies are reporting spam. You can report certain kinds of spam directly to your appropriate government agency. If you get ones, here's one for... actually, why don't we just... because there's a whole lot of these here.
Right.
How are we going to do this?
I'll just post them in.
Just post them in?
Yeah.
Okay, so we got one here for investment security scams. And then we got another one underneath that for indicates that investment-related scams spam can be forwarded to. So here's a place you can actually forward that to. Here's another link here for attempts to unlawfully sell prescription medication.
You see that all the time.
All
in
the
spam
fucking time. Here's one for U.S. Customs Service Cyber Smuggling Center, Child Exploitation Unit. Occasionally you may receive spam-related child pornography. So that's really, really upsetting. So you should repeatedly... You can immediately report this to U.S. Customs at 1-800-BE-ALERT or 1-800-843-5678. And that's a good way to get, you know, stop child porn, because as we all know, we fucking hate that shit. Internet fraud complaints can be filed at FBI's Internet Fraud Complaint Center. Here's the link. And the 419 Nigerian advance fee fraud scam. I can't believe people are still falling for this.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, they just hit everyone, somebody.
What, you have $50 million and all I have to give is 10?
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
$10,000?
Well, it's so big that the Secret Service is fucking getting involved in that.
There's a lot of great websites about that, people messing with those people because they give their real email addresses.
Oh, really?
And people are like replying back, yes, I'll forward it. What do you need? And they just start messing with them. I'll be the one in the yellow raincoat standing by the fountain and... Where were you? I was there. It's so funny.
Oh, really?
Lots of good web pages with that.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Pyramid schemes or chain letters, Ewing U.S. Mail. If you receive spam that's a pyramid or chain letters scheme, uses United States Mail or any step along that way, for example, if it instructs you to send money to an address via the mail, it is illegal. You can report it. Mm-hmm. According to its customer complaint form site at this fucking place here, which I didn't highlight, but that's okay. The FTC enters internet, telemarketing, and industrial theft and other fraud-related complaints to a secure online database available to hundreds of civil and criminal law enforcement agencies worldwide. If you wish to report any unsolicited commercial email to the FTC, you should forward it to uce@ftc.gov. And state agencies that spam. The Oregon Attorney General's Office indicated that the consumers can report email scams to State Department of Justice hotline. So there's an email address for that. And, however, if there's no indication that what you've done is spam, it gets forwarded to another address. Pointers to all states. If you want to check out all anti-spam laws in your state, here's a website related to that. And reporting spam directly to an ISP spam source, getting help from Spam Cop, or if you decide to complain directly to an ISP that's hosting spammers or is itself the source of spam, Spam Cop can help you find the right ISP. And to get started using the service, go to spamcop.net. Special shouts out this week to Wagga War, Sarah Goblin, and to everybody who actually came in and said, you know, keep up the good work and shit like that. I really do appreciate it. It does make a big difference in my life. No digital baptisms this week. Still working on my mail that I got from last week, but I appreciate everyone sending me their links. Good stuff. Thanks so much. And if you want to help out Rant Radio, you can get two people hooked on the show. But if you want to really help us out, well, you can get three people hooked on the show. And if you want to help us out with bandwidth, you can do that. We need bandwidth. Please, please, please,
please
give us bandwidth, because without it, we die. Going through the IRC tonight, we have Capone X, Cal, Freak, Misconduct, Overlord, Smokehouse, who's also Overlord, Shade, SKTFM, that would be me, Zangon, Pyro, Afghan Love, Turtle, Alien Binary, Aliens Take Me, Alamo, Alpha 736, Alder Boy, Angelica, Shooting, Angry Monkey, Panther 3, Apoc Gone, Equicenta, Ask John, Blatt, Caddis, Cookie Man, Cygnix, D, Delusion, Dr. Zodiac, 93 people, Don't Panic 42, Droopy, Dooster, Earth Scum, Festery Penis, Frozen Fox, FT Linux, G.I. Jill, G-Maniax, Griffin, Guardian Super Chicken, Hyper Neural, Joe, Something Asleep, Joy, Judging Eagle, Bed, Kapoof Asleep, Kadath, Kaisi Soul, Kello, Kexler, Kinlin Boy, Kurgan, Lazarus, Lord Hostile, Malicious Kissed, and Mega Pro Man, Meft, Mick J, Midnight Guard, Mr. Echo, Mud Mary, Neuralized, No Snam, Paladin, Prophet Doodle, Psycho Quick, Ratsputin, Red Five, Rich, hey Rich, hey buddy, good to see you, Ricky Rocket, Rumbling Sky, Sapphire, Shay, Sir Dark, Southpaw Samurai, Sparky, Spy, AFK, Star Baby, Stats, Two Filled the Bug, T-Night Trauma, Turmoil, Turnspike, Tide, Unselfish Replicant, Wi-Fi Girl, Wiggle Pop, Roller One, Rush Bear Trooper, X86, BSD, Zootroid, Lieutenant Major, Zombie. So thank you very much for coming out. I'm checking out some of the Photoshops already. They're cracking me up.
They are great.
So pretty funny stuff.
And all the old ones are up too.
Which is cool.
And I'll put a link to that right now in the IRC.
Okay, cool. And once again, you are free to distribute this show anyway if you see fit. You can photocopy it. You can do whatever you want. Chris, how do you photocopy the audio?
Photocopy the CD, yeah.
For some reason, I've lost all my energy. I actually lost my energy.
Well, it's the end of the show. It's okay.
No, I lost my energy during the interview. Like, yeah. The energy level of the show is... I don't know why. I don't know why.
Sometimes it just clicks off. Right?
Well, I'm back on the working out thing.
Yeah.
You know, I should probably say this.
You know. They love it.
They love that. Yeah, I'm making it... Well, it doesn't matter how many times you fail.
That's right. Keep trying.
You got to keep trying, right?
That's right.
So today, I got up and I went to the pool.
Yep.
Which is occasionally, you know, a nice place. But it's actually kind of a vestige of pain.
Not just the hot tub, right?
No, this was a pool. And my knees are shot to shit, eh? Because from the Army, right?
Well, so then that's a good place to go.
So what I was doing was I got in 4 feet of water.
Yeah.
They got the section of the pool where it's just 4 feet.
Yep.
And I went back and forth in, up to my chest in water as hard as I could. As though I was... and then I turned sideways and did that sideways walk thing.
Yep.
Back and forth, and I did that, like, hard for 15 minutes.
That would definitely do it.
Yeah, my legs were burning.
Pushing some water.
Yeah, and I'm eating, like, no-fat food.
Yeah.
Doing the no-fat food thing. I'm doing, like, chicken breasts and low-fat cottage cheese, and it's handy because I actually have no taste buds anyway.
So it all tastes the same, really?
Well, no, but I can eat just about okay. anything. I'm like a full-on snake eater, eh? Like, I can do that kind of shit.
Cool.
Yeah, I can just, you know, actually, not like unhinge my jaw, but I mean, the snake...
Cracks his jaw.
The snake eater thing is what they call a lot of these hardcore recce gods.
Okay.
Like, the guys who go out and do recon in the bush and shit like that, they kill snakes and eat them and eat frogs.
Okay,
and stuff.
I thought you meant like...
As opposed to people who eat like a snake, yeah. So for some reason, I'm just fucking... Of course, I was awake for 26 hours. I'm using it as sleep deprivation training. So,
good combo.
Like it's true, right?
Cause, yeah.
And then the other weekend, I'm at the construction site where I have to like stay awake all this time.
Yeah, watch
and,
the things. And
this is kind of funny, actually, when I'll talk about this. At about midnight, eh? It's at the beach, right? So I hear this drumming.
Oh, okay.
I hear this drumming down at the beach. And I'm like, fuck. I probably shouldn't leave the site. Fuck it.
So I see the drumming.
I'm wearing my Group 4 Danners. I've got chocolate chip Desert Storm fucking combat shorts on. I've got my tight t-shirt, my black assault vest, and my Desert Storm boonie cap on.
Yeah.
So I throw in my Becker Patrol pack, which is already kitted out, and I go down to the beach to scope it out. There's cops in the parking lot, so I'm all, like, crawling through the grass. And I, like, get up, and I look down the beach. Down on the Indian Reserve, there's all these fires, eh? I see, like, fucking 30 fires.
Yeah.
So I, like, walk down through the sand and shit, and there's all these, like, drunk people having a good time. So I sat down, hung out with them for a bit.
Yeah.
But it was cool. And, you know, I was working on, I found out some cool stuff.
Yeah.
About a nice way to get yourself a Super Chief bivy tent. About how to do that kind of stuff. Yeah, very cool stuff, but we'll be talking all that later. So, very, very cool. But anyway, thanks for showing up, guys. Sorry if I seem a little burned out tonight, but, you know.
Because he is.
I am.
That's what happens sometimes.
We still need more program. We got one more show, but if you got any more ideas, that would be great. If you want to send them in, please talk to Sim. You can get them at info@rantradio.com. If you got any news.
If you got shows, talk to Smokehouse.
If you got shows, sorry, yeah.
Smokehouse is the man.
Talk to Smokey.
Smokehouse@rantradio.com.
And if you've got news links, you can send them to me at theman@rantradio.com.
And if you got Photoshops, email them to me or just PM me in the IRC, and I'll put them up.
There you go. There you go. So until next week, folks, always remember where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to, we're never there. Where you are ain't no good unless you can get away from it. So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you found, and you're scared shitless 'cause evil abounds. Come join us.